ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गी मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We learnt in the last few shlokas about Jnani state and then Krishna telling Arjuna that Tasmat asaktah satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hi acharan karma paramapnoti purushah. So then there can be a doubt. If the jnani yasvatmaritireva syat atmatriptascha manavah atmanyeva cha santushtas tasya karyam na vidyate. If a jnani doesn't have any karyam, then why is he doing action? And if the jnani doesn't do action, that means the goal is to be in a state of actionless state. If that is the case, then why should I do action? So that is what being answered by Krishna through the next shloka, where he says that through karma also you can attain moksha. By doing karma you can attain moksha. Therefore there is you don't need to think that you should not do any karma like the jnani. And jnanis also do karma, as Krishna is going to tell. So if that is the case, the very next doubt would be like, then how are jnanis doing action? They don't have any goal or desire. Then how can they do action? So Krishna says, he can only answer this in one way, which he does beautifully in the next shloka. Karmanaiva hi samsiddhim.
Karmanaiva hi samsiddhim.
Astita janakadayah.
Astita janakadayah.
Loka sangrahamevapi.
Loka sangrahamevapi.
Sampashyan kartumarhasi.
Sampashyan kartumarhasi.
So karmana evahi samsiddhim astita janakadayah. Karmana, by karma, through karma, eva, through karma alone, samsiddhim means eternal state, astitaha, attained or are established, janakalayaha, people like Janaka, Yajnavalkya, etc. So in that case, karmana eva, then why does Krishna refute karma in the fourth chapter? So that is what we have to understand, that whatever Krishna is explaining here is only with respect to an ajnani. The ajnani's, from the ajnani's vision, the jnani is doing action. And as Krishna has already said, that for an ajnani, nahi kaschit chanam api jatu tishtatya karmakrit, a person cannot escape from action. Therefore, Krishna says that if I'll give you examples of people who have done karma and who have realized. So this shloka This shloka is like can be very confusing. So karmana yeva, we should just understand here as Krishna speaking to an ajnani and saying that this is with respect to an ajnani, and since Krishna is speaking to an ajnani, therefore he is using such terms. Else, like, we cannot say through karma a person cannot realize, because karma is mithya. So chit jadam, karma and brahman both cannot go together. Karma avirodithaya karma na vidyam vinivartaye vidya vidyam nihanteva tejas timira sangavat. We cannot, like, karma is not against avidya, therefore karma cannot give us realization. But by doing karma, by having doing karma as a yajna karma, by doing asakta karma, a person can realize like Janaka did. So asakta karma only means that we are following not only karma, but we are following sakshi bhavam, or we are indirectly following jnanam as well. Without that, realization is impossible with just karma alone. So that's what we have to remember here. So here Krishna is speaking from the perspective of ajnanam, Arjuna's perspective. Therefore he says some people have attained by doing karma, means like by doing karma, the meaning of their by doing karma doesn't mean through karma, but it only means that doing karma in the right way along with knowledge that we have to add. And if that is the case, they are realized. If they are realized, then how are they doing action? Loka sangraham eva. Loka sangraham, welfare of the world, eva alone. Api, definitely, sampashyan, seeing it that way, kartum means to do, arhasi, the right or can do. That means they can do actions, or they are doing actions only for the welfare of the world. Without or any, we cannot find any other reason for them to do action, as they don't have tasya karyam na vidyate. There is nothing to be achieved for them. They cannot have any desires. So the only way we can see it as these jnanis doing actions is that they are doing it for the welfare of the world. And are those jnanis really doing action? They are not doing action. But if I tell you that now, will you understand? Arjuna will not understand. Therefore Krishna is telling that the only reason we can give at the ajnana level is that they are doing action. If we are asakta, if we are asaktam, if we are not, like, if we are doing ajnakartha karmam or asaktam, we are doing karma, then where is karma? Where is karta? There is nothing. Karma at all vanishes. Therefore this is only with respect to an ajnani who hasn't understood the concept well. So that is what, like, Krishna says here, that for you the reason is that they are doing it for the welfare of the world. And this is what, like, all Mahatmas say. Even Ramana Maharshi used to say that at the very presence of a jnani or a Mahatma in the world is good for the world, because they spread knowledge. We can consider it as in dream we see Amma. The dream Amma cannot do anything to us, but dream Amma shows us the path to get out of dream. Not only dream, she also advises us. Some people see Amma, they go and meet Amma. Some people get instruction from Amma. All those happen in dream. Though it is unreal, but still they are doing actions for our benefit. That's how an ajnani can see. Once we wake up, we realize that there was neither Amma nor the entire world. There was neither the world nor Mahatmas. Everything was only one Brahman. So that is what Krishna says here. So there have been people who have been doing karma and they have realized, like Janaka, etc. And if you ask me, they are, how are, if they are realized, how do they do action? they do it for the welfare of the world. This explanation, we cannot give this explanation whenever somebody is speaking really about Vedanta. This explanation is only with respect to an Ajnani. We should always remember, we should never quote this shloka to say that, oh, Janaka has attained true karma, so I will live in the world and realize. We should never say that because there is no karma there. So it's only an Ajnani's perspective that he is giving the explanation here. As we discussed, if it is asakta karma, then there is no karma at all. If there is no karma, there is no karta, and all those vanish. If all those vanish, there is no karma even to speak about. We'll continue with the next shlokas in the next day. Namishwara.